Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
What is going on this Wednesday, everybody? December the 18th. We're in the 7 o'clock hour now of Sports Talk. Rolling on. We just talked about a lot of Packers with Tom Silverstein. He's a beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We'll get in more with Black and Gold Talk with the Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak coming up after the first break. The big news today for the Saints, Clyde Edwards-Helaire back in the boot, baby. He got claimed off of waivers after being released by the Kansas City Chiefs and gives the Saints another running back on the practice squad right now. We'll see what happens leading up to Monday Night Football. That's obviously will be a big question going into this week. Will Helaire, if needed, have enough time to be ready to suit up on Monday night in Green Bay? But right now, going to get into a little more Pelicans talk. They're 5-22 on the season. Have a game tomorrow night against the Houston Rockets, and there has been a lot of outside noise going on around this team with the trade rumors swirling around, and they might just be that, trade rumors, but we've heard basically everybody's name except Herb Jones, Trey Murphy, and Yves Missi being available if teams come a-calling. And it's kind of something that we've been talking about a ton, because what is this roster going to look like moving forward? Head coach Willie Green and the rest of the team had a practice today at their facility in Metairie as they get ready for this road trip to Houston. Here's a little of what Willie Green had to say as the team preps for everything between the trade rumors and getting ready for the Rockets.
How much of a challenge is Houston as far as, like, their defense is elite and some of the stuff that you're going to have to do against them?
We're expecting a physical defense. Guys are going to have their hands on us. They're going to try to take us out of our sets. And that's what we've been working on the last couple of days, is being able to execute on both ends of the floor. But definitely offensively, knowing that those guys are one of the better defensive teams in the league.
Really, how much of a challenge is it right now, right? Team didn't start off at all the way you would probably envision. 5-22. I think about 10 games, right? 9.5 games behind Ted in the playing Saints. How are you looking at the rest of the season?
Well, I mean, right now, like you said, we've been hit with some challenges, unexpected challenges. I don't think anybody here could have predicted that we were going to deal with the amount of injuries that we've dealt with. But then you got to embrace this. You got to embrace the adversity. Embrace this opportunity to help young guys get better and grow. And at the same time, you know, just concentrate on what we can control and try to work on things in practice, try to take it game by game. You know, hopefully we get a little bit more healthier in the next coming weeks. And then just, you know, kind of monitor and see where we are.
Winning is always a priority. And also you want to do some development always. Is there kind of a different balance now that you think maybe I should maybe focus this a little bit more on development, get the young guys? Obviously they're playing like Eve, he's getting a lot of minutes. But is that something that's in the back of your mind, always thinking about the future, maybe even a little more so now?
Well, I think it's been an organic opportunity to develop our team because we've had guys out and they have to play. So we're getting a chance to see, you know, Brandon Boston. We're getting a chance to see Antonio Reeves just a little bit here and there. Jeremiah Eves has been a huge bright spot for us. So in terms of the development piece, it's happened organically because of the amount of injuries that we've had. And now we're still focused on trying to prepare our guys to win games, compete at the highest level that they can. And that'll be our focus for the near future. And if that changes, if our mindset changes, if we have to look at, you know, where we are and make some adjustments, we'll do that. But for right now, we're going after.
And what if the head coach, do you have to do anything to kind of navigate all the, like, come in trade rumors out there? Like, do you have to talk to your guys? Or, like, how do you kind of handle that?
You know, eventually we'll have some discussions on, you know, what's true, what's not true. But for the most part, you know, we try to block out any noise, any distraction. And we got a lot to focus on without that. And our focus is on coming in every day with the right perspectives, getting after it in practice, locking into our film work, and getting prepared for games. You know, some of the rumors and some of the things we're hearing is out of our control. But we'll do the best that we can to continue to communicate with our group.
Is it a lot different when you play, though, with the social media era now? Is it so different? I mean, everything's out there.
For sure. It's a lot different. In some ways, that's a positive. Because it's, I think, in general, players, staff, we have way more access to information. And so you have an awareness of what's going on in this world because of social media. So it provides some positives. And then at the same time, it can be negative, maybe not so positive, just in terms of hearing trade rumors. You can go on Twitter, you can see it all. And for you to have a healthy perspective, sometimes you just can't watch that stuff and you can't pay attention. You got to put your phone up, avoid clicking those buttons that, you know, may have your name spoiled in some of those rumors.
Well, Willie, one thing that's been trending up is the amount of three-pointers your team has taken. I think October it was about 31 shots a game, November about 33. Now it's close to 36. Is that kind of a positive development? And you want to maybe even see more attempts?
Yeah, I love that we're trending up in that category. You know, the thing for us is that we want to get quality threes up. That gives us an opportunity to put more points on the board. It also gives us an opportunity to offensive rebound and get second chance opportunities. So if we can continue to play fast, touch the paint, kick out, get open threes, you know, we'll get some guys back and we'll make some of them. But the beauty in it is the 0.5, sharing the basketball, getting quality looks, and once again, giving us second chance opportunities.
And do you think the makes are just due? It seems like you haven't experienced nearly enough of good shooting like you did last year.
Yeah, they are. You know, we're adjusting because, you know, we're playing against, we got guys that's playing against some of the best defenders on the floor. And, you know, there's some adjustments there. Guys that are used to playing against maybe some second unit guys and not having your top guys on the floor that occupy some of those high level defenders. Now those shots are a little tougher for us. So it's more important offensively that we play with force. It's more importantly that we share the ball, we set screens for each other, and keep the game simple.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
And limit turnovers, please.
I don't even, like, what did I say earlier? I said it was just like tackling. It is. It's just like tackling in the NBA. It's the most fundamental basic thing that you should not be doing. And I don't know if it speaks to coaching, if it speaks to players, if it speaks to a lack of connection because Murray's got, 10 games under his belt with the squad?
Still, he's never been like this in his career.
Which is another instance where you're like, okay, this is why I'm not ready to attach him to any trades because he doesn't have that much time down here. And if you're ironing out the kinks, iron them out. Don't take the shirt you just put on the iron board and toss it because you feel like you're going to have to do more ironing than you expect.
Well, the problem, obviously, is you brought this guy in to be the facilitator on your team, and we were all excited to, bringing a point guard in, definitely a position of need. And unfortunately, I don't know what it is, but there's definitely a problem there, and it's really bad turnovers you're seeing too. It's not even, teams playing good defense.
Okay, but if we toss Murray or McCollum, I feel like because of the way our offense is kind of built to run through them, first and foremost, I don't think we'll get rid of both. Because at that point, who's bringing the ball to court?
Are we just
playing street ball and just like freestyling? I'd be surprised if we, and again, that's kind of the thing with Nick, when he mentioned, and I've thought of this recently too, we say we're open for business, how the hell are we going to move on all these players? I'd be stunned if we, I think Ollie said it a couple weeks ago too, I'd be stunned if two or three trades happen or anything more than that. Like, we might get one.
Does another team really want a CJ McCollum contract? Do they want Zion's contract?
I mean, and we talked about how Jimmy Butler is up in the air right now, and he could be traded. And it's like if you will teams kind of default? Will they settle if they don't get Butler, or the inverse if they don't get Ingram? Will they go for Butler? And it's like you don't really know who wants what. Nick was mentioning how at the end of the day, it doesn't seem like anyone's going to want anything from us. And
I saw there was actually, I forget where it was on Twitter, that coming in, today to the office and seeing that the Denver Nuggets were interested in acquiring Brandon Ingram. What a great piece that would be for that freaking offense.
It's like, what are we going to get, though? It's like, it circles back again to, even if we do inevitably sit down with a team and hammer out the details of a trade, will you pull the trigger because you might get 10 cents on the dollar? Are you desperate enough to accept 10 cents on the dollar? That's the issue.
Yeah, I know the team right now, things look really dire for the Pels. 5-22 on the season. They're on the road tomorrow at Houston. The Rockets right now, 17-9. They've gone 6-4 in their last 10 games. Definitely be interested in this matchup. It'll be a 6:30 pregame coverage on Thursday on 870 a.m. with a 7 o'clock tip-off. We'll have that, like I said, 870 a.m., 105.3 FM. We'll have Thursday night football tomorrow evening, and we'll be at the Treasure Chest Casino counting it all down.
And then they start a nice little home stretch to end out the year, but it's against contenders. It's against people that are, if you're 5-22.
Everybody, it seems like, is a contender against us.
You will then welcome in the Knicks, the Nuggets, the Rockets again, the Grizzlies, the Clippers, and the Heat.
Come on.
Heater away. So is that you in the year?
We don't have any back-to-backs against Utah.
We got a back-to-back on Washington twice on the 3rd and the 5th. So maybe we'll start the year somewhat nice. Yeah. But it's, at the end of the day, we talked about this forever ago about how, I think it was 2 weeks ago, I mentioned that the Pels had 18 losses at that time. At the time I was mentioning this to you, they had 18 losses, and the Celtics had 18 losses all year last year.
Right.
Before the playoffs. And I said, isn't it crazy that we're, not even in December, and the Pels have as many losses already that the Pels had through, May? And you were like, yeah, but that's not going to get worse. I can't see where it won't get better.
You mentioned in, obviously, the back-to-back coming up against Washington. That could be a Jonas Valanciunas revenge game.
Don't even put that out there.
Looking at this Pel squad, though, I mean, you still have to have some hope they can get something going. I know a lot of folks are already kind of checked out and looking at the NBA draft lottery, but it's way too early to start even considering that. I don't know if you even think they could be play-in potential still. I don't know if things are that dire yet in the season, but it's obviously not great right now.
The Lakers are the 10th seed in the Western right now at 14-12. So you're like 9 games behind them. You're 9 games behind the play-in. Is that a sentence you ever think you'd want to hear, let alone hear?
I saw a T-shirt that was pretty funny online. It said, play-in or bust. That's where we've gotten to the point now.
I think genuinely, I'm not being facetious. I'm not being, tongue-in-cheek. Just don't have the worst record. Don't have the worst record in the league. Don't be
that team.
You could be in the bottom of the barrel with how the season's gone. Don't be the bottom of the barrel.
Well, if it gets to that point, I'm hoping at least that the lottery balls bounce in our favor. I don't know.
I mean, because I want to say the lottery ball is like the top 3 picks have like the highest chance. And like it's the same. So like it's like a 14% chance. So even if you're 3, you've got the same chance as you would as a 1.
Right.
I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that. Their system's a lot trickier than the NFL. But at the end of the day, you'll be in that number right now. I think they're currently sitting at like 1 or 2.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket, and if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.